Good morning, happy Sabbath. Let's bow our heads for a short prayer. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for another opportunity for us to come together and study your word. I ask you now, Lord, that all hearts and minds be open as I share the message with those in the church that you first gave me. So I pray, Lord, that your spirit will be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I talk to y'all this morning about something pretty serious? I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 20, verse 4 again. Listen to this. It says, "So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptian prisoners and the Ethiopians, the captives, the young and old, doesn't matter your age, naked and barefoot. Even with their," you gotta love how the Bible says this, "their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt." Church, can I ask y'all a question? What does it mean when the Bible says your buttocks is uncovered? That means what? That means all your business out, right? That's what God says, right? He says, their buttocks is uncovered. What I want to talk to you today about is, what does the Bible have to say about being naked? Go with me to Genesis chapter 3. We're going to take a look at the first story in the Bible. Wow, at the beginning, God had a problem with people being naked. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Right when everything got started. All right, so listen to this. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. When you have it, say amen. I don't want to leave anybody behind. So, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said," what did he say? Did God not know where Adam and Eve were? He did know where they were, right? So is God trying to provoke thought with that question? God knew exactly where they were. But he's asking the question, what you done got yourself into? What you done got yourself into? Verse 10, "And he said," Adam says, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was..." I gotta hide. God in the garden, I ain't got no clothes on. Adam, why are you naked? Adam says, "I was naked and I hid myself." Look at verse 11. "And he said, Adam, who told you you ain't have no clothes on? Who told you that, Adam?" Now look what God asks. "Has thou eaten of the tree wherefore I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" It's interesting, right, church? In the last part, God says, as we talk about nakedness, God asks Adam, "Are you thinking about what caused you to get in this situation?" Let's go to the same book, still in the beginning of the Bible. God has a problem with people being naked. Genesis chapter 9, verses 21 through 23. Let's take a look at it. Genesis chapter 9, verse 21 through 23. Everybody knows this story. All right, Genesis chapter 9, verses 21 through 23. Listen to this. Talking about Noah. "And he drank of the" what? "Wine, and was" what? "Drunken. And he was uncovered in his tent." Ooh, what that mean? Ooh, he was naked. Now look what it says. "And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and went and told his two brothers." Hey, daddy naked in the tent. I don't know if y'all know daddy naked in the tent. Verse 23. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. So the Bible says that the other two brothers grabbed a sheet and they walked backwards like this because they didn't want to look upon their father. And what they did was they laid the sheet down because they didn't want to see him lying on the floor naked. Did y'all know that drinking and getting drunk is associated with nakedness in the Bible? It's funny how people argue with us about alcohol all the time, but you have all these stories in the Bible of people taking a little sip and then they end up somewhere with their clothes off. Listen to this, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15. I'm going to read something for you so you can see it. Listen to what the Bible says. And what are we talking about again? Nakedness. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15. Listen to this. Woe unto him that gives his neighbor drink. Here you go, sister. Here you go, brother. Take a little drink of this. That puttest the bottle to another person, and you make them drunk, that thou mayest look on their what? Hey, you know what's interesting? The Bible talks about being drunk and naked. Drunk and naked. When I read in Revelation about the last days, God said, there's this real pretty girl that come on the scene in the last days. And she walking all around the earth and say she got purple on and she got scarlet on. What does the Bible say she have in her hand? A cup full of what? Wine. Y'all turn with me. We're going to go there. Revelation chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. I want you to see this. Revelation chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. Y'all stay with me. I'm going to show you where we're going. Revelation chapter 18, verse 3 and 4. Look at this. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her what? I'm sorry, folks. When you want to fornicate, don't you have to take your clothes off to do that? Drunkenness? Wine? Nakedness? Fornication? And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partaker of her what? Sins. You know, it's interesting. Every story in the Bible teaches that the things that happen in the Old Testament are examples for me and you. It's funny because the Bible teaches in the last days, this woman comes on the scene, which represents a kingdom or a nation or power, and she's telling everybody to take a sip of her drink. Take a look in the Bible what abominations stand for, and then you'll understand what's inside of her cup. The Bible talks about not listening to the law of God. Do I not listen to the law of God? God says eating unclean things is abomination. Do I eat unclean things? The Bible says worshiping false idols is an abomination. Do I have false idols in my life? Oh, how about this? What's the woman's name in Revelation? Her name is Babylon, right? Is there a story about a place called Babylon in the Old Testament where a king offered Daniel and his friends some wine and unclean food at a table? Isn't that interesting? Because if I want to know how to survive the last days, all I got to do is go back and take a look at what the people before went through the similar situation did. Did Daniel and his friends drink the wine? No. And notice this, Daniel and his friends did not drink the wine, and the ones who did not drink the wine had a prophecy that talked about Babylon falling. So let's go over to the New Testament. It's in the last days. A kingdom or a nation is going to walk around telling everybody to drink. If I refuse to drink, I'm going to be a part of a group of people that's going to say, do not drink what she's offering because she's going to what? Fall. Y'all see the correlation? But people tell us all the time, our Bible is full of nonsense and fake. Did you know the Bible teaches that Jesus was naked? I think I lost y'all. Y'all looking at me funny now. Y'all don't believe me? Matthew chapter 25, verse 36. Turn there. Matthew 25, verse 36. Matthew 25, verse 36. Now watch this. You know, the Bible teaches in the end of time, the Bible says Jesus is going to line everybody up on his right and everybody on his left. He's going to tell the people over here on the right one thing, and he's going to tell the people over here on the left one thing. So I'm going to stand over here on the right. What does Jesus say? I was what? Naked. I'm sorry, are these words in red? They're in red, right? So Jesus says, I was what? Naked. And you did what? That's so interesting. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. What side are we on? Right side, right? Right side is good people, right? Watch this, how the Bible stories connect. Is there a story in the Old Testament where two sons saw their naked father and they covered him? It's interesting, right? Let's go down to verse 43. Look at what he says to the people. Let me go on this side. Everybody see. On the left. What does he say to the ones on the left? I was a stranger, and you took me not in. I was naked, and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did what? You didn't visit me. Watch this. What did the other brother do that saw his father naked? He didn't clothe his father. He on the wrong side. Oh, let me help you understand. See, in order to be a part of ministry, I have to help people, right? When people read this story, they see what the Bible says, naked, sick, clothed. You know, in the Bible sense, we're supposed to put on the robe of Christ. So when the Bible says, I was naked, you saw me living in my sins, and you brought me the message of Jesus, and you allowed me to cover my life with his blood. When I was sick with sin, you introduced me to the good physician, who is what? Jesus. He says, when I was hungry, you fed me. What is Jesus called? The bread of life. Those on the right side not only take care of the physical needs, but they take care of the spiritual needs as well. To get to heaven, do I have to be a part of ministry? You mean I can't just sit down and not do nothing? If you're with Christ, you're going to be involved in helping people. Now watch this. The two brothers, you know, when you're helping somebody, you know what makes ministry hard? We come across people who do stuff that we did, that we forget like we ain't never did before. And then we come across people who commit sins that we think so bad they can't be helped. You know what you got to do to be a part of ministry? You can't look at the person's sin. You got to say, I'm going to help this person. I know they got problems, but I ain't looking at that. If I'm going to help them and cover them up, I can't focus on their problems. I got to remember what they need. That's how you cover them. What did the other brother do? Hey, everybody. Let me tell you what the sins are they doing. This is blah, 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 blah. He did not cover the person who was naked. Ran and told everybody else. Y'all know people like that? They run and tell everybody problems instead of helping the individual with their problem. Go with me to Isaiah 58, verse 7. I want you to see something. Isaiah 58, verse 7. Isaiah 58, verse 7. And it says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou shalt bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the who? Seest the who? Okay, God said, when you see the naked, what are you supposed to do? Wow. Don't you love how the Bible connects everything together like that? The Bible is not a book, bunch of convoluted stories that make no sense. It's all talking about the same things, folks. And that thou hide thyself from them, thy own flesh. God is saying, help humanity. Help people get covered. Don't leave people uncovered. Here's the interesting thing. The brother who would be standing on the left side, who did not cover his dad, it's funny that out of the three brothers, he was the one that was cursed. What does Jesus say to the ones on the left side that he does not say to the ones on the right side at the end of time? Cursed are ye into everlasting fire, prepared for you, prepared for the devil and his angels. See the same word? God is trying to teach us something with the stories as well as the doctrines. They're not separate, folks. It's all together. So watch this. Is it possible to think you clothed and you really naked? Go with me to Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. This scripture is not going to make any sense. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. When you have it, say amen. I want to make sure we get this one. Genesis 3, 7. You there? Listen to what it says. And the eyes of both of them were what? You ever do something wrong and you don't think about the consequences until the consequences show up? And then you notice all your wisdom and intelligence come back. You ever notice that? I'm the only person that experienced that. What do people do when they get in trouble and everything hit the fan? Reality checks in, right? And they knew that they were what? But here's the crazy thing. And they sewed fig leaves together and made what? What's wrong with this scripture? You know what's wrong with this scripture? What happened after this? God came walking in the garden, right? And God said, Adam, where are you? What did Adam say? I ran and hid because I was what?
Afraid.
Afraid and what? How was he afraid and naked when he had clothes on? Did not verse 7 say that they made aprons out of leaves? I made my own clothes. So if I'm standing before God and I got clothes on, why does Adam still say, I feel naked? Does the Bible ever warn Christians about thinking you got the right clothing on, but you're naked? God has a lot to say about being naked, doesn't he? Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. All right, so Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Listen to this. This is to the church of what? Laodicea. All right, raise your hand if you are in the church of Laodicea. If your hand didn't go up, you might be in trouble. In Revelation, there are seven messages given to seven churches. The seven messages to the seven churches cover the messages that God gives the Christians from the beginning of the apostles' period all the way down to the end of time. We are living in the church that's called Laodicea. We are the church of the last days. Look at what God says about us. Because y'all say I am what? Rich and increased with goods. Don't we live in a technological age? Don't you and me have access to information at the touch of our finger points that nobody else in history has ever had the opportunity? Like, if you and me want to know something, we can look it up. We have access to more information than any other group of people who have ever lived. You and me can learn about God exponentially faster than any other person who's ever lived. Ever in the time of history. We increase with goods. We have it easy. You were around the clock back about 100 years. Just everyday life was a workout. We want to turn lights on, click. That's it. Things used to be different. We don't have need of anything. We have everything we could possibly need. Knowest thou that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, what's that last word? How we got all this money and all this information? Because y'all just as naked as everybody else out there. Do you know Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 says, when I get baptized, it says you put on Jesus. So folks, if I think I'm covered, but I'm not really sure, I might want to make sure the Bible says examine yourself to see if you are really in the faith. Why does the Bible says examine yourself? There are things about me that I don't like, but I'll never admit to y'all. That's why when we meet people in church, don't let people run you out of church. Everybody come here, put their mask on. We all don't know what each other are really like, okay? Don't let nobody else run you out, because the Bible says everybody has what? The same 10 problems. The same 10 problems exist in every church, all right? Don't let nobody else run you out. But guess what? Some people act like they got clothes on, but they really what? They're really naked. You know how we know? Because what happens sometimes is in church and in our lives and our family, what do we call it when people, sins come out? Ooh, I see all your business now. I see all your business. We got to be careful with this. Does Ephesians 6:11 say I must put on the armor of God? You know why it says you must put on the armor of God? It says I must put on the armor of God to stand against evil. I'm going to show y'all a story about a guy who decided to stand against evil, but he didn't want to put on the armor of God. Go to Acts 19, verse 13. Acts 19, verse 13. Acts 19, going to start at verse 13. Listen to this. Then a certain of the vagabond Jews and exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Guys, look at this. This guy wanted to cast out a demon. He don't have no relationship with Jesus. But he go to a man that's possessed by a demon and say, I cast you out in the name of the guy that, what's his name? Paul. Yeah, the name Paul. Yeah, Paul preached that. You need to come on out, that guy. Y'all do what? Are demons angels? Yes. The Bible teaches that demons are nothing more than angels that used to be in heaven and they fell. Do y'all believe that angels have a sense of humor? Okay, let's take a look at his answer, all right? So verse 14, there were seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jew, chief of the priests, which did so. Now look at this. And the evil spirit said, let me see here. Jesus, I know. Let me think. Yeah, I know Paul. I'm sorry, what's your credentials? Why are you in my face? I'm sorry, do I know you? You don't look familiar to me. Oh, this is a part. Y'all gonna love this part. The spirit got aggravated. Y'all had somebody get on your nerves. And the man in whom the evil spirit was jumped on him and overcame him and prevailed against them. Now, here's the part y'all missed. So that he fled out the house. How bad you gotta be at somebody to beat him out of their clothes? Wait a minute. Did he have his garments on? He didn't. You can't just know of Jesus. You gotta know Jesus. A lot of people know of Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. Remember Matthew 7:21? Lord, Moses, somebody must have messed up your list up there because I'm supposed to be in heaven. Matter of fact, let me give you my credentials right here. Let's see, I cast out demons in your name. I went to church every week. I went to Bible studies. Jesus said, what did Jesus say? I don't know you. I mean, I know of you. I don't know you. Did you know that the gospel is about us being intimate with Christ? It's not just having a knowledge of Christ. It's actually having a relationship with Christ that gets you in. Don't get it confused. Let's take a look at another story. Y'all turn with me to Luke chapter 8, verse 20, 26 and 27. Another demon story. Luke chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Jesus and the disciples just got off the boat. Verse 26 and 27, we'll start at verse 26, Luke 8, and we're going to start at verse 26, and it says, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. Verse 27, and when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had what? Devils. How long? A long time. And he wear no what? I really don't like demons. It's like as soon as they take somebody over. Okay, we finna have a meeting. What's the first order of business? Take their clothes off. I don't understand that. Demonic possession is a lot of times associated with what? Nakedness. God has a lot of interesting things to say about nakedness that we miss. Neither abode in any house but in the tombs. You know, it's interesting. We got a man who is possessed by demons. And the Bible says that this man was chained up in a graveyard and there were pigs in the area. When I don't have Jesus in my life, I'm in darkness. Death is all around me and I'm surrounded by unclean things in my life. Don't you like how God takes stuff like that? But we miss these things. We miss them. Verse 28, and when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God the Most High? I beseech, torment me not." Now, let's go on to verse 35. I want y'all to see something, and then I'm getting ready to end it. Verse 35. Then they went out to see, the people came out to see what was done after Jesus cast the demon out. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, and he was what? Isn't it interesting? When there's Jesus, there's covering. When there's no Jesus, there's what? There's nakedness. Are you starting to see this theme? Are you seeing this concept? Now, I'm going to end it with this story. Exodus 24, verse 18. We're going to end it with this story. I got four more scriptures. Exodus 20, verse 18. I might have the wrong one. I'm sorry. Exodus 24, verse 18. I'm sorry if that's it. Yep. Exodus 24, verse 18. Exodus 24, verse 18. When Moses and the children of Israel got to the Mount Sinai, the Bible says in verse 18 that Moses went into a mist of a cloud and it got him up in the mountain. And Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Now watch this. Is Moses a type of Christ in the Bible? Yes. How many times have we gone over this? When Moses was born, a decree went out to kill what? All children 2 years and under. When Jesus was born, a decree went out to kill all children 2 years and under. Moses was called to deliver the children of Israel from what? Egypt. Jesus is called to deliver us from the world. Before they left Egypt, plagues fell upon Egypt. Before we leave the world, seven last plagues fall upon the world. It's called typology. Moses went up into a what? A cloud, right? What does the Bible say Jesus left on? A cloud. Now watch this. Go with me to Exodus 32, 25. Now we're going to take a look and see what happened. Exodus 32, 25. No, verse 23. Let's start at verse 23. So, verse 23, Moses took too long. Have y'all heard people say, it's been 2,000 years. Why Jesus hadn't come back yet? What's taking him so long? He ain't gonna come back. Verse 23, for they said unto me, talking to Aaron, make us gods which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what he's doing. It's taking him too long. He ain't coming back fast enough. Isn't that what we do today? Man, Jesus taking too long. I might as well go ahead and plan to be here another 100 years. Verse 24, and he said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. Aaron say, so they gave me all the gold, and when I threw all the gold into the fire, a golden calf jumped out. Y'all see that? Y'all see the same thing I'm seeing, right? We get real crazy when we get caught, don't we? Notice Aaron left the part out about him making a golden calf. Right. But Moses came down unexpected. Oh, yeah, I threw it in there, and this golden calf jumped out. Magic. Look at this. And when Moses saw that the people were what? Ooh, did Moses come down from the mountain when people did not expect it and found them living in a naked condition? Revelation 6:15 says when Jesus comes back, they say people who are naked are going to run to the mountains and to the rocks and say, fall on us, hide us from the face of him, the Lamb. Last scripture, and I'll leave you with this question, Revelation 16:15. Revelation 16:15. And guess what? This applies to me too. Revelation 16:15. Listen real carefully. It's in red. Behold, I come as a what? Does anybody know a thief that send you an email letting you know he's going to come and rob you? I don't know no thieves that send you, hey, I'm going to rob you at 3 o'clock today. I appreciate it if you were home. You could leave the door unlocked. Please have all your goods and assets in order for me to take. You don't find nothing like that. A thief comes when you don't what? Expect it. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth. And what? Wait a minute. I thought if I was once saved, I'm always saved. But the Bible telling me I need to make sure I keep my garment on. You mean I can take my garment off? Jesus says, keep your garment. Don't take it off. God won't take it off of you, but guess what we can do? We have the option of taking our garment off and laying it down. Lest you walk and you what? Naked. And your shame is seen. If the clouds opened up right now and all the angels of heaven appeared at this very moment and Jesus came back and the trumpet blows, what is your current condition? Are you naked or are you clothed? Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Father, we want to thank you for taking away Adam and Eve's robe of leaves and giving them coats of skin. We want to thank you that Joseph's brothers could go before their father and hide their sin with Joseph's bloody coat. And we thank you that Jacob could hide his sin dressed up like his older brother in lambskins. So help us to remember that the whole point is for us to be covered by your righteousness, to cover our lives, our records, and our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that your son has done for us. Please bless us and keep us till we meet here again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.